All right, welcome to The View from the Fourth Row. I am Mr. Fourth Row, and this is going to be a new podcast. This is the debut podcast. Basically, what I'm going to talk about is interviews, maybe some local wrestling talent, owners, promoters, etc. in the Colorado area. And so today, I have Stacy and Zach Bowman. They are the owners of New Era Colorado in the Colorado area, and they are the first local promotion, independent promotion, that I had visited, so I thought that would be a great opportunity to bring them on for the debut episode. So, Zach, Stacy, how are you guys doing?
Doing good?
Yeah, doing great.
Great, good to hear. So
try to do as good as possible.
So people that may not be familiar with New Era Colorado, tell us a little bit about it. How did it start? When did it start? And just kind of like the little basics of it.
So I've been wrestling for a long time, and one of my friends ran another promotion that was closing down. And at the time, we really didn't have a family-friendly wrestling show in town anymore. So once we found out that they were closing, we decided that, well, let's go ahead and start one, and that'll give, you know, Colorado a family-friendly show and wrestlers a place to work. So we started our company and started up the following month after they closed. So that's how we kind of got started actually running our own show.
August 2011 was our very first show at the Buffalo Rose, and we've just ran consecutively every month since then. And in August had our 6-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Oh, great. What did you guys, why did you guys choose the Buffalo Rose in historic downtown Golden, Colorado?
You know, honestly, it's been a good venue for wrestling over the years. As long as I've been doing it, there's been some sort of wrestling there off and on. Just the setting is really good. You get a lot of space for shows. They have, you know, beverages for adults and food and kids, and it's separate from a bar. So it actually worked out really well for a wrestling venue.
Oh, cool. Great. Where do you guys get like your talent? Is it a lot of locally? Do you guys like know other promotions throughout the U.S., you know, like that?
Most of our talent is local. Some of it I've helped train. So guys looking to get in the business, at one point, you know, I had a school running and I taught them. Sometimes we get out-of-state guys that want to come to Colorado and check it out. Really, our roster is fairly open to people that we believe can, you know, entertain a crowd and fans. So we kind of get them for all over, but mostly it's all local.
And when we find good out-of-state talent, we like to bring them in more often than not because they're fun to have around and the fans love them. So.
Yeah, it's like a
right.
treat.
Yeah. So so you said you, Zach, we're breaking kayfabe with you a little bit, but you wrestle under Joey Kincaid. Trained some of the talent, and where did you get your training from?
It was all locally in Colorado for the most part, under a guy named Mike. He was legally blind. I guess majority of it came from under him. And a guy named Matt Wild at the time was running Mike's trainings here and there. And then a guy named Super Destroyer was around. We didn't have a specific head trainer, so I got a lot of training from different people around me. I was there at the wrestling gym as often as I could be, so I was there more than anybody else and just soaked up what I could from everybody around me.
Oh, cool. So one of the things that I really like about New Era specifically is every month your event is your main event, is your main show is a theme. So they have a name, Bird Brawl or Season Beatings or something like that. Have you guys had that all along, or is it something that's been involved from the beginning?
We've stayed pretty consistent with some of our show names. I think at first we didn't really know what we were doing. Like, what should we name this one? And then I would say probably the last 3-4 years we've been really consistent with the name of our shows every month. It just helps. It's hard coming up with a neat name for a show.
We would run out of ideas and call my mom.
Yeah, we called Stacy's mom, and she gave us the idea for Bird Brawl,
yeah,
since it's in November. So, yeah, I don't know. We just kind of came up with some ones that we liked well enough and just use it every year instead of trying to change it up and come up with all these different names for all our different shows.
No, I like that. Yeah. So in addition to your regular shows, you guys also do some fundraising shows. Tell the listeners about those.
Well, I don't know, Zach and I are both kind of big givers. We love being able to give back, and New Era has just kind of provided a great avenue for us to be able to give back. We are a big part of an epilepsy foundation called the Chelsea Hutchinson Foundation that provides seizure monitoring equipment and grants to help get seizure response dogs for kids and adults. And so a lot of our fundraising goes to that foundation. And I want to say, I think through New Era alone in 2017, like what year are we in? 2017, we have already given well over $3,000, which
been able to raise for.
Yeah, it's been amazing. And the fans and wrestlers have all been amazing in contributing to that. So we like to hold our fundraising show specifically for the foundation once a year. And we'll do different things throughout the year for that foundation as well. And then at Christmas time, we also do our big Toys for Tots drive that we've done consecutively, I think, for the last 5 years. And that has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, we've also done food drives for Denver Food Bank or Rocky Mountain Food Bank.
Food Bank of the Rockies.
There you go. A couple years we did that. Toys for Tots.
Yeah, the Toys for Tots drive always ends up being fantastic.
Yeah, really,
a couple truckloads usually of toys that we get to deliver. And yeah, we just enjoy being able to give back.
Well, that's a very cool thing. I like that that you guys are taking your time to ask the fans, the wrestlers, to do that as well. Because any charitable contribution, I believe, is a good thing. So
We agree. And then, like Stacy said, it definitely gives us a good avenue to be able to help. And so it's something totally different.
Mm-hmm. Right. So. Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about, if we can, Zach, let's talk a little wrestling. So when you got started, did you get started because you were a fan when you were younger, or?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I started because I grew up watching wrestling. I remember when WrestleMania was on regular TV, I actually remember watching Hulk Hogan slam Andre, you know, on TV and thought it was incredible. It blew my mind. And then I was a big fan, you know, during that era and got out of it, you know, early teens, and really got back into it later on, you know, high school. For me, that was like the Attitude Era, the Stone Cold, the Rock, and they were doing crazy stuff. And then ECW. And the only way we could watch ECW out here was if somebody happened to find a pay-per-view of it and recorded it on VHS. And it blew my mind. So I was like, you know what? I'd always joke around, what if I became a wrestler? And all my friends were like, yeah, whatever. My parents hated the idea at the time. You're going to get hurt. And just so happened, one day my buddy had called me up and said, you got to come down here. You got to meet me at, I think it was Perkins or something. It was like 10 o'clock at night. I was like, why? He's like, there's a guy here that says he's a wrestler. I was like, no way, full of it. And I ended up going down and meeting him, and he was a local guy. And said, hey, we have training. You should come check it out. You should try it at least and go from there. So I did, and I got my butt kicked for 2 hours. And the next day, I didn't know if I wanted to do it ever again. I got beat up by an old CU football player. His name, he went by Chan Moody, and dude beat me up. He thought I did well enough for my first night, so he spent 2 hours throwing me around.
Yikes. So was Joey Kincaid born right then, or just a little afterwards, or how did you come up with Joey Kincaid?
No, Joey Kincaid has always been kind of an evolution. You know, I did different gimmicks, and I wanted to do a masked gimmick when I first started, and I kind of did, kind of didn't. And at the time, I mostly wrestled for a company called RMCW. And they're like, man, you're pretty good, so we're going to have you wrestle twice a night. One under a mask, one not under a mask. So I had to come up with two different gimmicks, essentially, that were completely different. So I did a gimmick called Fallout, which was my masked gimmick, and I was just a mean, lumbering bad guy. And Joey A is how the Kincaid gimmick started, and it's based off a Royal Crown Review song called Joey A, and it's about Royal Crown Review's a modern day swing band ish, gangster swing, and it's about this knockaround guy, this mobster that's a smart aleck who gets this guy's car stolen or steals this guy's car and gets it impounded and all kinds of stuff. So I based my Joey gimmick off like a gangster, well dressed, suit and tie, fedora. And I used the best dressed wrestler kind of gimmick and came out to the song that I got the name from. So I did that for a while, and then another promotion wanted to use me, but they didn't really like the style of the gimmick. So they're like, we want to keep the name, but we want you to kind of change it up. We want you to be like this crazy serial killer guy. So I took my name, Joey A., and had to think of ways to make it sound more mean. And serial killers always have the three name thing, like John Wayne Gacy. Right. So I'm like, okay, well, I need to come up with a middle name for it and a last name. So I already knew that it was Joey A. And I was looking around at bad guys through the history books and Aleister Crowley. I was like, okay, that fits for the A. What's a good last name? And I actually got kind of Kincaid from Friday the 13th movies or Nightmare on Elm Street. Crap, I can't remember. So I put them together and came up with Joseph Aleister Kincaid for this promotion. And then it's kind of evolved and shortened to Joey Kincaid since then.
Ah. Oh, very cool. So have you had any great memorable moments in your wrestling career? Any favorite matches, favorite opponents, favorite tag team partners to work with?
I've had a lot of memories. I started in, my first match was in 2000, so I've been doing this 17 years. I don't quite remember every match I've had. A lot of memories. I can tell you a story about how I beat up Sandman from ECW. that's what I'm known for beating up.
Go ahead and don't worry about any swear words or anything like that. If you want, we do have an explicit tag on the podcast, mainly because of some of the other shows on the network. Not necessarily this one yet because of it's brand new. Like I said, debut episode. But yeah, go ahead. I think the listeners would enjoy it.
Well, just yeah. I don't have to cuss to get the point across with this guy. So I show up to the show, and it was for a promotion called Saga at the time. And I show up, and they're like, hey, kind of good news. You're going to wrestle Sandman tonight. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool, whatever. Is it a hardcore match? They're like, no, and it's just going to be normal. Okay, cool. Sandman's not there yet. Eventually, he shows up to the venue. And he smells like my grandfather. I mean, booze, beer, and vomit, pretty much. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe that was from the night before. And he introduces himself. He's kind of quiet. And we go over a few things. And then I sit there and watch this guy in our locker room start drinking his own six-pack that he had in his gear bag. And then he's ordering drinks from the bartender and going to his bag and popping pills. And it's like, holy cow, I'm supposed to wrestle this guy? And I'm watching this for at least probably an hour or two, just in the locker room going, man, I hope I don't die tonight.
No.
And so it's our turn, and I get introduced first, and I'm in the ring. You know, I've already had my entrance, and then Sandman song comes on. He comes on to Enter Sandman, and he uses the entire song for his entrance. And I swear that felt like the longest 5 minutes of my life, because he comes out, he starts stumbling. He tries to climb up on a table where people are sitting. And almost falls off of it. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a train wreck. Dear Lord. Almost falls over a railing. I'm like, okay, well, hopefully he'll make it to the ring safely and we can get this done with. Finally gets into the ring. And within the first couple minutes, we start wrestling. And I'm giving him some forearms to the back, you know, just working him over. And my elbow catches him in the back of the head. And then he starts whining to the referee and all this that I'm beating him up. So we finish our match. We go in the back. And then him, he just starts going, Lonnie was the promoter. Lonnie, this guy, bah. And I go into the back and I'm like, man, this sucks. And Raven was there. And Raven starts laughing at me. He's like, you beat up Sandman. He's just laughing at me while he's reading this book. He's like, you probably should go buy him a beer. So I did. And this whole thing spread into how I beat up the Sandman. And that's my reputation for beating up a legend.
Oh, I see. So. And surprisingly, Raven was the voice of clarity in the whole situation, huh?
Yeah, he was funny. He just laughed. He was chuckling about it. He was actually a really cool guy. And Sandman was just really drunk.
Oh, cool. Well, awesome. Yeah. That's fun. So let's talk, you know, I've been following you guys on social media and things like that. So what's in the future for New Era Colorado?
Well, the big change we kind of have right now is just that our venue will be changing here pretty soon, and we'll be announcing that at our November show. But the Buffalo Rose is closing for a little bit to be remodeled. They're remodeling their whole venue and the bar and everything. So they're closing for about like 6 months. And so during that period, you know, we have to find another home to be at. And that's kind of the only, big change going on, only because we've been at the same venue since we've started. Oh. So it'll be a little bit different for us. But we're, you know, always excited to grow and change and try new things and see where it takes us.
Yeah. I mean, our goals are always to put on the best shows that we can with what we have every month. And our goal is just to continue that. We're not looking to be the next WWE. We're here to make sure our fans are happy and are at least having a good time. You know, that's one thing that we really try for, is the people that show up and pay that money to see us are entertained for the evening. We're not always going to please everybody, but we want to keep our fans happy and put on a good show for them.
Oh, cool. Well, so speaking of that, tell everybody about how they can find you, like on social media. Plug your next show, which is coming up here at the time of this recording in about a week, and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, so our next show is November 4th, which is a Saturday, live from the Buffalo Rose in Golden, Colorado. You can find our website and buy tickets online at neweraprowrestling.com. All our social media, we have Instagram, we have Twitter and Facebook. You can find our links from our webpage as well. And it's all, I think, what, Twitter's at NEW Colorado, Instagram similar. But the easiest way is just go to our main website and look it up from there if you want to follow us or see what's going on. And after that, our show will be December 2nd, which will also be Toys for Tots. And we always give discounted tickets if you bring a toy.
We do awards every single year for our wrestler and for our wrestlers. We always do New Era Wrestler of the Year, Newcomer of the Year, Best Match of the Year, Most Memorable Moment, and Most Hated Wrestler, which,
always
of course, always do Dewey Trailer, yeah. Had that reign every single year since we started this. So, and our November show is the only show that the fans can vote at, and we only do live paper voting at our show. So if they want to vote for their wrestler of choice for whichever category, they have to be there to place their votes. And we take all the votes there, we tally them all up, and then in our December show is when we present all of our awards to our wrestlers. So that's always a fun thing that we love to do at the end of the year on top of doing our Toys for Tots drive in December.
Oh, great. All right. And Zach, does Joey Kincaid have any social media?
You know, I don't. I have a Facebook. It's hard to update, you know, my life one. My wrestling one, my business one. So my Joey Kincaid one falls by the wayside. It really does. I feel kind of bad, but at the same time, it gets to be a little overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah. Well, you could just say, like, Joey's just like Machete. Machete, don't tweet.
There you go. Yeah. I haven't figured out Twitter. My wife mostly does the Twitter for us.
And I still really haven't figured it out. I try to do what I can, but
we wing it well enough.
Great. Great. Well, thanks. I really enjoyed you guys coming on. I appreciate you guys coming on to the show. I will have to have you back on once again, and maybe we can get some of the talent on in the future as well.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
All right. Well, then once again, thanks for coming on, and I'll talk to you in the future. Once again, I want to thank Stacy and Zach Bowman of New Era Colorado Wrestling for coming on to the show, helping me kick off the View from the Fourth Row podcast. And I belong to the brand new Trending Topics Network, where you can find all kinds of other great shows to listen to. And those are my other podcasts, and that's What's on Fight, where myself and my co-host, Finn Fish, we randomly review all the great boxing, MMA, wrestling, and other shows you can find on Fight TV, provided by the Fight TV app. We also have Lou Chat, Finn and the NYC, Odds On, the European Uppercut podcast, the Spanish Announce Table, Wrestling Cheers, Hanging with Heavy, CFL Easy Picks, Legends on Siren Radio, Your Vision Showcase, The Tuts Experience, All Beer Inside, STFU, TTN at the Movies, and on a little side note there should be an episode with myself and Daisy probably coming out at the same time that this episode is out. We also have Tim and Tom, and Chill with Kai Valentine, Squabblecast, and so much more that can be found. All you gotta do is subscribe, and while you guys are subscribing, give us a 5-star review in iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, or whatever podcast kitchen client of your choice is. But that's all I have for this time, so I don't have a catchphrase, so I'll just have to say that's my view, not from the cheap seats, not from the most expensive seats, but from the fourth row.